Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. Straight from Mike P.
Jump on your bike, let's hit the road. Fuck the 5-0, man, we out of control. Hey. A bad motherfucker, riding through the night. Hey. A 50 motherfucker, and I love to fight. Picture me rolling on my chopper on red. No love for the other side, no need to be friends. Hit the gas, homie, you gotta keep on pushing. Got an out, cheer, check the dose, and need to ask for the ticket at the ticket. Man, I ain't gonna pay. Gotta do 30 days locked up at CJ. Let's twist the throttle, let's hit the rolling. My drag pipe on my bike, get the blow in. A third motherfucker street calling me. Like a mom calls the kids when it's time to eat. Come on. Approach me, homie, like the shit all good. I'm like half the motherfuckers that live in my hood. I'ma continue rolling to the bone. With 10 in the clip and 1 in the hole. Fuck what you heard, homie. I'ma always hit a bar. My whole voice might rumble, but we never ever fall. At the end of the day, we can always stand tall. The gov don't like me, oh fucking well. I guess you could call me the angel from hell.
What's up, guys?
Hello. How are
hey.
You?
Good. What's happening?
Nothing much.
Yeah?
Nothing much.
Same. Is that you, stuff. Pete?
Huh?
Oh, we got a 978 number.
Yeah, that's me. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Phil, yeah. there's no chat room tonight.
I haven't got that far yet. I just walked in the door.
Oh, okay. Wanted to tell you.
So what's up with you guys? How's the weather?
Oh, shitty, yeah. Terrible. I mean, the temperatures, it's 50 degrees, but it's pouring rain, so it's like freezing rain. I'm like, 50 is warm for Massachusetts, but with the rain, it's freezing, and there's mud everywhere. You know, mud and dog shit. I mean, it's, the town I live in is going, it's sinking into the ground, you know.
Where do you live in Mass?
Well, you know, I live in Fort Devens, right near Fort Devens, if you know Fort Devens.
Yeah, from Worcester.
Yeah. Oh, you live in Worcester, so I live in Ayr.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I know where it is.
Yeah, so,
used
you know,
to go there
you have
I
the same weather there, obviously, you know, basically, I mean. And Worcester has the same weather, I'm guessing. I mean, you're only 30 minutes away.
Well, that used to be my heyday when Fort.
Oh, everybody says that, the Mohawk Club.
Yeah,
the Mohawk Club. They said the Hells Angels and the Soldiers used to fight. You know, a lot of times. So, you know, bikers in general would go in there, a lot of patch guys would go in there, and the soldiers that would come in, and they thought they were tough guys and all that, and it was stupid, and everybody started fighting, and then eventually, I guess, they cooled out, and then they just closed the place down. But the Indian is still out front, that big, huge Indian.
Right.
You know? Some,
well,
a lot
I'm
of people
a little
try
bit
to
older
buy
than
that
you, so I used to go out there, busloads of us girls used to go out there dancing.
People tell me that all the time when I tell them where I live. You know,
50 years ago, so.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
You don't seem that old.
Hi,
you know, a lot of people, especially women, tell me that they used to go there, and it was always bikers there and soldiers, you know, and it was one hell of a place. It's still there, but there's nothing, they're not going to do anything with it, you know.
Right.
And the Indian, I know several people try to buy the Indian that's out front, the thing that's like 100 feet high, the Indian, but they don't want to sell
right.
it.
It's
a ghost town. Devens, the only good thing at Devens now is they're building a movie studio, so there's going to be a lot of famous people around here, you know,
yeah.
because a lot of famous directors now, like Mark Wahlberg, people like that. From Massachusetts, and they've been going to California to shoot, and they get sick of it, so they're building this big, huge studio at Devens.
Oh, they didn't get sick of it. They're tired of paying all the fucking taxes and all the EPA and all that other bullshit we nailed.
As a matter of fact, Devens, they're trying to make it a town. It used to be Fort Devens back in the day. It was
right.
a port, you know, for the Army,
yep.
the military. And now it's just Devens, they call it Devens. They're trying to make it a town. Their own police department. They have their own fire department that is a volunteer. I don't think they get paid. Now, but he's right. They have this movie. They're building this movie studio, and you know, watch. You know, this the Devens will become a town, and there's going to be tons of fucking people coming through there because there's going to be tons of celebrities there. You know, shooting movies.
Open a bar with food. You'll make a million.
You know, I'm going to stand out front as an extra and say, and me and Gino, we can raise our hand. Hey. Pick us, you know. Now, we do TV shows now, but it's not the same thing. They're going to be shooting, you know, multi-million-dollar budget, you know, blockbusters and shit.
Right.
But it's an interesting town. And if anybody's ever been to the Mohawk, they should call in and tell their experience because it was quite the place. You know, I heard a lot of stories there.
Oh, yeah, we used to have a great time out there. We used to go out there dancing, you know, the buses. Army bus would come in and pick us up and bring us out there and take us home. You know, we used to have a good time.
When's the last
time? Like I said.
When's the last time you drove by there?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be. Well, we have friends out in Clinton, you know, so it's got to be probably about 10 years.
Yeah, well, it's still in the same condition, I guess, as it was 50 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know about the inside. There's probably rats and mice running around. Probably a couple of dead people in there. I don't know, but they should do something with it, you know? But
well,
a lot of people
tell
me, like, you know, it's always women that tell me, yeah, I used to go to the Mohawk back in the day. You'd see all the bikes out front, you know, and the military guys would show up, and there'd be fist fights, and they'd be fighting over girls and fighting over this. Like, oh, man, you know, I was born in the wrong year.
Those are the good times.
Yeah.
50 years ago was the good times, believe
yep.
it or not. Really was.
Was that the Saturday Night Specials, huh?
No,
yeah.
no. That come in later in life, Phil. Later
okay.
in life, do you understand that?
It's your story.
Yeah, I know. It's my story. You
know. Let me rephrase about where I actually live. I live in air, obviously. Well, I live in an apartment. Okay, I'm in my apartment right now. Okay, but I have a $400,000 house in Leominster because my wife decides that she wants to live in it, and I don't. She's living in my $400,000 house. But I like my little apartment here, you know. I saw some blue lights earlier. Something was going on downtown. You know, there's nothing to do around here, but, you know.
Right.
My house is in Leominster, which is even more boring. But I'll tell you, once they build that movie studio, man, there's going to be a lot of freaks coming through here. People are going to want to live here. People are going to be driving through Devon's, and the cops are going to have to, they're going to have to have the military come back just to keep people away from the movie studio because they are building like a $5 billion studio there. And it's going to be all...
They'll never have the military come back there again.
Oh, they're going to have to have somebody because, you know, all these wackos are going to show up.
Well, the ones that show up, they'll build the studio.
It's on Hospital Road. That's where they're building it. I haven't seen it myself. I try to go a different way through Devon's because the police always stop me, the state police. They have the state police barracks there. And they know me and they know my truck. Unless I'm driving my Nissan Maxima, I'm usually pretty safe. But if I'm on a motorcycle or my monster truck, they get me. So, but quite the place, the Mohawk. Boy, I'll tell you. It's a shame to see it sitting there.
Well, they should turn it over to the Mohawks.
Is it in Shirley or is it in Ayr?
What?
The club, the Mohawk Club.
I'm not sure. I think it's in Ayr. Shirley's a real...
It's like almost
town.
On the border of district. Shirley's almost right there.
Well, they have the prison out there, too, in Shirley.
Yeah, well, there's like seven prisons out here.
Yeah, I know.
But I think the Mohawk Club... I'm trying to think. No, I guess that still would be... I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah.
I'll have to ask the lady upstairs. She used to hang out there. And she's got five kids. She told me the same thing. She goes, back in the day, she goes, you know, in the 60s and 70s, we used to, all the girls used to go there. A bunch of us would go there and flirt with the Hells Angels and all the soldiers and all the good-looking guys, you know. And usually there'd be a lot of fighting because of the women. You know, and one guy would want the girl, and another guy would say, hey, I found her first, and he'd knock his teeth out. And well, you know, because you were there.
Well,
you know?
Yeah.
How cool
was
that?
I also did it when my first husband, was in the Marines down in Norfolk, Virginia.
Cool. Yeah, so there's not much going on in Massachusetts tonight, guys, except for rain and mud. And,
well, that's good.
I noticed that.
Get rid of the snow then, huh?
Yeah, well, as you know, because you're in Worcester, it's a mess. It's snow, it's mud.
Everything,
I just tracked in. I took my dogs out, and I just tracked in all this mud. And like,
well,
I
I'm not up there right now.
What's that?
I said, I'm not up there right now.
Oh, yeah. Where
Florida.
Are you now? Florida?
Yeah.
Where are you at?
In Florida, West Palm.
Oh, you're in Florida. Okay, I remember from last show I was listening. You're in Florida, yeah, so you're not here, so you don't know.
Right.
But it's shitty, the weather. You're in the right place.
Well, we get the reports anyways, you know.
Yeah,
so.
it's gross, like, because, you know, it's very muddy out there, and, like, air is sinking into the ground, and... Like, I take my dogs out, and they sink into the ground. I sink into the ground. I'm 246 pounds. I sink into the ground. They sink into the ground. The rain's coming down. It's cold. It's like cold bullets coming down, you know.
Yeah.
And there's still snow everywhere. And then, like, my car, I have a $35,000 Nissan Maxima. The thing gets stuck in the back road of my house, my apartment, you know. And my, the car is destroyed, man. I miss my house. I can't go back to my house. Anyway.
Hey,
that's
like
funny that you're out of that club. That's funny. Not too many people can say that.
Yeah.
You know, that was the place back in the day, man.
Sure,
you know, I don't even know what to compare it to. Studio 54. I mean, you know, it was that popular.
Yeah.
Mohawk Club. There's a big Indian out there, Phil. The thing's like 50 feet high. It's a big Indian. Somebody carved it out of wood, and it sits in front of this club that's been abandoned for years. And people have offered like thousands of dollars to buy this thing, and the guy doesn't want to sell it.
Made some pictures.
Yeah, I will. I will. I'm gonna. That's a good idea, actually. I go by there all the time when I go to see my mother.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm trying to think of who owns the place now. Oh, geez, I can't think of his name. Anyway, yeah, it's a shame. Somebody should buy it and turn it back into what it was, but
it'll never happen.
No, it will never happen. And if it did happen, you know, the cops, you know, they'd have to hire like 200 additional cops because, you know, it takes five cops to deal with one biker. You know what I mean? And
five. It's usually six or seven here.
Yeah, well, it's about five here, but they're under, you know, they don't have enough staff, so that, like, last time I got arrested, it took five state police and a dog to put me in handcuffs.
Wow.
Right on Route 190 by the Sterling exit right there.
Yeah.
I wasn't even resisting, just the way I looked.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, that's a whole different story for another show, but, I mean, they're bastards out here.
Phil, I have found out that the reason the bill will pass in May is because Senator Brownsberger is going to be running for Congress.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, they use this as a feather in the cap, but like I said before, I couldn't care how they use it as long as they pass it, you know.
Right.
So, but, nothing too new. I worked all day, about 5 hours. That's a lot for me with the realtor.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband's down with that dog. So he's in the living room. I'm out on the patio.
Mm-hmm. How's the weather?
Beautiful. It was a little overcast today, but it was probably, I would say, probably 80.
Yeah.
No humidity, you know, so.
No humidity?
It was foggy.
No humidity?
No.
No humidity, yeah.
So you're by the ocean?
Probably about 5 miles.
Oh, that's nice. Lucky you.
I
live in Florida, but when I was down there, I didn't like the variety of motorcycle clubs. Now, as soon as you cross that state line from Georgia into Florida, all you see is like, you know, I won't get into that topic, but just certain clubs that I didn't, you know, I don't know. Florida is a big state, and there's a lot of motorcycle clubs there, and I don't like any one of them. They're a bunch of idiots.
Just be careful what you say here, buddy.
Yeah.
West Coast, man, you know, go out there, it's more comfortable, but you go down in Florida, it's like, well, you guys know.
Yeah. Just be careful what you say here, man.
I wouldn't live there again. I couldn't breathe for once. For one, I couldn't breathe, man.
Well, you know, rule number one is know the law wherever you are.
Yeah, unless you're an outlaw.
Well, the law in 38 states plainly allows citizens to record police as long as you don't physically interfere with their work. They still might physically harass you, detain you, or confiscate your camera. They might even arrest you for some catch-all misdemeanors such as obstruction of justice or disorderly conduct, but you will not be charged for illegally recording them. There are 12 states in the total that enforce all party consent law, but only three interpret it to include public places of gathering with absolutely no expectation of privacy. However, in Illinois and Massachusetts and Maryland, wiretapping and eavesdropping laws have been used to prosecute individuals who have recorded police activity in public locations. In one example, a motorcyclist was stopped for reckless driving. A plainclothes police officer stopped him, jumped out of his car, waving a gun and screaming, and issued a ticket. The motorcyclist had a video camera mounted on his motorcycle helmet. He posted the video encounter on YouTube. 10 days after the police encounter, after police found the video on YouTube, the motorcyclist was arrested and charged under felony wiretapping laws, which could result in up to 5 years jail time. But the charges were later dropped. conceived at the time when pocket-sized recording devices were available only to James Bond types. Most eavesdropping laws were originally intended to protect people against snoops, spies, and peeping toms. Now with this technology in the hands of average citizens, police and prosecutors are abusing those outdated laws to punish citizens merely attempting to document on-duty police. In most circumstances, officers will not immediately bum-rush you for filming them, but if they aren't properly trained, they might feel like their authority is being challenged, and all too often, police are simply ignorant of the law. Let me repeat that one. And all too often, police are simply ignorant of the law. Part of your task will be to convince them that you're not a threat while you're standing your ground.
So, on the Pope, did we get any white smoke or black smoke?
I don't know. I was working all day, and then I had something to do with my car, and I just got here before the show started.
Yeah.
So, I can't.
Okay, here's something. Here's what, now that you just brought that up about the videotaping and all that, what you just read, I just thought of something. About a month ago, I was going through a town here called Fitchburg, and, it's just not that, it's a good size. It's a city, actually. And the state police had a guy on a motorcycle stopped. It was actually nice out, and he was riding his bike down what they call John Fitch Highway in Fitchburg. And they were harassing the shit out of the guy, and there was just like three of them. So I pulled into the parking lot opposite where they had him stopped, and I had my camcorder. I keep it in my car. And I got out, and I kind of kept my distance, and I started filming. And the police, one of the troopers came over and, asked me what I was doing. I said, I'm just standing here, seeing what's going on. I'm not bothering anybody. And the guy that was stopped actually says, I want him to tape this. And the police trooper says, oh, you're interfering. I said, I'm not interfering with anything. Massachusetts just passed a law like a year ago, okay, that you can tape your own traffic stop, and there's nothing the cops can do about it. Years ago, they had so many lawsuits, especially the state police. They took the video recorders out of the cruisers because they were beating people up and they were violating people's rights and wrongful arrests. So they took them out. Nobody had them anymore. Now they passed a new law about a year ago in Massachusetts that you can actually video record your own traffic stop on a motorcycle or in a car. So the guy said to me on the bike, he says, record this. I want this. Their whole demeanor changed, They let the guy go like 3 minutes later. I almost got arrested, but I wasn't doing anything. I was just standing there with the camcorder in my hand. It wasn't even rolling yet. And, and I was a good distance away, and the guy on the bike says, no, tape this, record this. And they got worried. They got concerned because now if they violate this guy, they beat him up or whatever, I got it on tape, I got it on my camcorder. So they weren't too happy about that, but I got my car and left, and boy, were they pissed. Yep, so you can record your own traffic stop in Massachusetts now with a camcorder. But, of course, what goes along with that is the police are going to try to get you, hey, you can't pull that out, hey, that's illegal, we're going to arrest you. I'll take my chances, I'll get one of those little pens with the device on it that I can record on if I have to when I'm riding my bike, and I'll tell them, hey, I'm recording this, okay?
Yeah.
Now, is there a problem here? Because I get harassed all the time, bro, especially when
Why do you get grabbed all the time?
I get harassed all the time because I get hair down to my waist. I'm 246 pounds. I'm loaded with tattoos. I got a beard. I ride a bike that's, you can hear from here to California. I got some tattoos that might be offensive to some people on my body, on my neck, on my arms. And the Mass State Police, if you know anything about them, they hate bikers. They hate them. I know a lot of Christian bikers that come here for events and stuff, and they come into the state, and they're automatically stopped by the state police, and the state police automatically accuse them of being a support club of another 1% club, of a 1% club. What are you doing here? Like the Seed of Abraham, they're a Christian club. That's the club that Gino was in, Gino Gentile, and his buddies get stopped all the time to come to visit and come here for runs and pig roasts and all that, and the state police always say, well, what's that patch, Who are you supporting, You're a support club for one of these 1%, and they get harassed all the time, man. You know, wait, you wait, you'll see. You know, you're in Worcester, so you know, but, you know, any bike going down the road and the state police sitting on the side of the road, blue lights go on right away. You know, and it makes it only worse when you have a support shirt on for a certain club and you got long hair and you get tattoos, you know, and you have a record and you've been in prison. So, and, but you're doing nothing, you know.
They fail to agree on a pulp.
Well, and committing crimes and doing stuff are over. I'm 43 years old. I'm going to be 44. They're ready to amputate my toe, for Christ's sakes. I'm not into the lifestyle anymore like it used to be. But anyway.
Yeah. Units, they didn't agree on a pope.
Huh?
They did not agree on a pope.
Oh, they didn't? Oh, okay. Well, the black smoke went up, huh?
Yeah. And say hello to Nora.
Hey,
hi, Nora.
Hi.
Doing,
I'm late,
babe?
Because I listened to a retard.
No, you didn't listen to a retard. It worked out where I just walked in here before I sat down.
Yeah, well, you know, here, Peter posted out. I'm like, no, it's at this time. And then he's like, no, they're on now. I'm like, damn it, I'm late. You know, I had no idea. I was waiting for another 5 more minutes, or actually 10 minutes, I think it was at the time. I'm like, okay. Sorry. Oh, what do you think? Does anybody know about this new Obamacare? Let me explain to you about the new Obamacare come 2014. All insurance companies are supposed to merge with the Obamacare. And now the state insurance will remain the same. Some things will be lost, some things may not, but you cannot be denied. But if you... the first offense, if you don't have insurance by a certain time frame, through your income tax return, is going to be $400-something. Then next year, if you do not have any kind of insurance at all, then it's going to be over $900 on the penalty through your income tax.
Yeah, they're...
And don't get the H1N1 that's supposed to be listed with the Obamacare. Because there's a chip tracking device in that shot that's going to be injected in you with all your bank financial information, your medical information, and everything else.
Dad's calling you, pup. Go on.
Excuse me.
You want to go for a walk? Go see Dad. Go on. Go see Dad.
Yep. He's going. You hear me?
Inject credit cards in North, so if we need a higher line of credit, we get an injection and we get a higher line of credit. That how it's going to work?
No. No.
Oh, you know what? I did hear that many years ago. They were planning to do that. They were going to put a chip under everybody's skin and with all your information on it. And
yeah, well, this is actually going to take place now because actually it was Bush that originated the thing for the insurance, okay, and the thing in regards with the tracking. Now Obama now that Obama signed it, now it's when is it going to take effect? So through the H1N1, there is a small little chip. So this way, the government knows exactly what you're doing, has all your bank information, all your medical information, your whole entire history is in this chip. So if ever they want to know something, bink, they can connect right to you through the chip.
It's already passed, Nora.
I know.
Oh, has it already passed?
Oh, it's been signed. I just don't know when it's supposed to start.
That's insane.
One,
that's like something out of a
two,
movie.
But this is, okay, we are cattle. Look at it that way. We're cattle.
Absolutely.
In the States. And, you know, if one doesn't go, you have to understand. You can be arrested and detained indefinitely by Homeland Security.
Well, you might know how many people would be in line for that.
Yeah, but guess what? How many people were in line when people were being offered for a free phone to vote for Obama? And look at where they're at today.
I don't vote. That's why.
Neither do I. But, you know, if you did... And if you went and followed the herd of the cattle, to the main head of chief, well, guess what? You're just as...
Well, they always said that Hitler would return, and I guess he did return, and Obama fits the profile, so...
That's what I'm thinking, you know. But then, too, you have to understand. Then you got Congress, and you got everybody else that's behind this. You know, it's completely insane. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, even though Obama does so much, but then you have to understand, and it has to pass through the House and everything else. So, you know, they're all need to be out of there. And let everybody have their constitutional rights that they're supposed to, because they're going further and further. You don't even have an amendment, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 anymore. I mean, everything is just gone. So what we knew
is
I'll tell you right now, anything
that Obama writes up, the Republicans aren't going to pass anyways. So,
no.
That's...
Well, they're passing for the Obamacare. They already passed that.
Well, yeah, because they're most of them get their money from the insurance companies, from the lobby.
And the insurance companies are the biggest robbers to begin with. I have private insurance.
They run this country, Nara.
Oh, I understand
insurance.
That. And they get to dictate, you know, because a doctor that I deal with, they won't accept my private insurance. You know why? Because my deductible is not $500. Are you kidding? I said, wait a minute. We're not talking car insurance here. We're talking about health insurance here. Well, we can't accept your insurance because you don't have a deductible of $500. Mine's $1,500. I said, what is the problem? It gets paid. Hello.
Wow,
that's
crazy.
Yeah. So you go and pay cash at a doctor visit and see how expensive that is.
Well, you know what you do? Because they can't turn you away, you go to the emergency route. They can't turn you away.
And then you just tell them you can't pay. They can turn you away, and they can turn you to the county hospital. And that's just
how many
as bad. County
hospitals
the county.
Are they?
There's two in my state.
Well, she's in Chicago, so it's different.
Yeah. Well, in Massachusetts, they can't turn you away.
Chicago is different.
Yeah, there is a sign, and if you go into any hospital in Massachusetts, she's right, there's a sign on the wall that says that.
That's right.
Unless they're on diversion or something, you know, and they have to send you somewhere else. But they can't refuse you.
Nope.
Well, no, but like I said, they can hear. They can hear.
Well, I'll tell you, down here when I had to go to the emergency ward, they come in while I was, you know, kind of like really out of it, and they said, you have a copay of $65, so how do you want to pay this? And I says, credit card. You know, what can you do? They come in right there.
That's ridiculous.
Pull out your papers, you know.
Well, you know, what's funny is because years back, I was rushed into the emergency room, okay? And the first thing, do you have insurance? No, I do not. But because of the emergency, why I was rushed in, they couldn't turn me away. But let me tell you, a $20,000 bill for not having insurance was quite insane. You know, like I said, if it wasn't for almost going into cardiac arrest, yeah, they would have turned me away because I had no insurance.
Well, when I had to go in under an emergency when my bowels ruptured, just for the triage room, now, how much do you think it was?
Probably about $30,000.
Pretty close to $40,000 for one day.
Wow. $40,000?
Well, check this out. When I went in, it was emergency room. Emergency room only for 12 hours, $20,000.
It's so out of whack.
Where did it get these rates from?
I don't know, because I had to stay on a consistent blood pressure machine, you know, a self-inflate machine, and because they were trying to get my blood pressure down from 258 over 140, so I wouldn't bleed out. And like I said, it was crazy. I've never witnessed any insanity in my life. And they're like, "Do you drink or do drugs?" I'm like, "No, I do not." I said, "I don't care. Take my blood, test me. I'm as clean and sober as you wouldn't believe." They didn't believe it.
At those rates, you should do
me.
Drugs.
I don't care. Huh?
I'd be drunk and doing drugs if I was paying those fees.
Right?
$20,000? Yeah, give me some drugs. You're charging me enough.
Well, no, they were sitting there. They wanted to give me, like, a Motrin. I'm like, I don't take that shit. I tore it right up in front of them. I said, "I don't take this shit. Don't prescribe me nothing. Leave me alone."
Hey, they charge you $30 for an aspirin. Come on.
That's insane.
I know, for one.
Jesus, what do they charge for a shot of morphine? You got to refinance your house?
Probably. I don't know. I've never had it. I'm one of those where, you know, don't give me shit. Just do what you got to do and let's get it done.
You know, I would think the people that know me by now would realize that, you know, they can't blow smoke up my ass, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You would think they would know that by now, Phil. So, you know, it's unbelievable. I had one of the senators call me from my hometown, Worcester, you know, and she says, "Now Eunice has got to do this." I says, "Listen, Harriet." She's a senator in Boston. She says, "Harriet, listen to me. Would I be telling you that it's in the Judiciary Committee if it wasn't?"
Yeah.
I says, "I think you better get up on it." You know, I says, "Harriet, please." You know, I mean, she should know by now.
Yeah.
I think she's really losing it, you know. I really do, because she's, you know, up in her late 70s, I would say. You know, many facelifts. And I can't even afford one, Phil.
Mm. She helped my mother one time, but it took like 5 visits to go see her until she finally made a phone call. I know what you're talking about.
Well, I don't need it. I'm beautiful anyways. I just am so goddamn gorgeous. It's unbelievable, you know. Hey,
you
as
know,
long
I
as they
say that reason. When I get really angry.
Yeah.
You think I'm beautiful now, I'm about to get gorgeous.
But they know me. So that's all I care about. I have to go before the Judiciary Committee, and my favorite person is still the chairperson, and you know, I gotta go before him, so he's just gonna love seeing me after 12 years, isn't he?
I'm sure.
Yep. So, but once this is done, I'm done doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one is gonna do.
Oh, I'm just going to sit in my rocking chair. You believe that, Phil?
No.
I didn't figure you did. I didn't figure you did.
No.
Well, I'll get into something, you know, till the day I die.
And you know, you guys hear about that guy in Cleveland that won $13.2 million because they wrongfully convicted him and exonerated him with DNA and evidence.
Oh,
I
no
believe
him.
It.
I need to find him. No.
And then in Clark County, Nevada, the bailiff... You're accusing him of groping her in family court.
Oh, well, did you hear about the 6-month-old little girl that was shot alongside with her dad because it was gang-related here yesterday and the baby died?
No.
Yeah, there was, can't remember what, the Wrightwood neighborhood. There was a man that was changing his daughter in his minivan as he was worried, you know, before bringing her in, probably to the baby mama. You know how those stories are. Anyways, he was gang-affiliated, gang-associated, whatever. And a car came by. They opened up, thought it was just him. And the baby got shot 6 different times in 6 different places. They
wow.
did surgery, and she died. And he's in ICU, and they're not sure if he's going to make it or not. Gotta love it.
See, that's what happens when you get into gangs, you know.
Well, yeah.
Nobody knows
you know,
how to
I
use
mean,
to exist anymore.
I mean, it is a sad thing. I don't know if the guy was trying to get out or maybe he just associated. I have no idea. They really didn't, you know, further into the information. But what the saddest part is, a 6-month-old baby died because of
yeah.
something that the father did or didn't do.
Right.
You know. So I can understand, and I have no problem to stand behind the fact of, you know, certain types of guns, yeah, get them off. If it's going to kill the kids, kids are innocent. They have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
but unfortunately, if it's gang-related, they look at, if we not only get the parents, we get the kids, and guess what? They whack them all out. Kind of like
well,
how the Italians would do.
Hello, Stacy.
Boo. Oh, 120,000 for 2 days in intensive care and surgery. Now, top that.
Wow. I probably
yeah.
could top that after one.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, tomorrow with Jonathan.
Yep. When,
so
you take
when that gets going, yeah, we could top that.
Yeah, when you take a trip through intensive care, your rates get, like, tripled.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know.
Because they charge you for one-on-one shit, a one-on-one nurse times 3,
right.
one-on-one doctor times 3. The one-on-one nurse that comes in and fills your morphine and the one-on-one nurse that comes in and changes your IV, you know?
Right.
So,
I know. They're ridiculous.
All the gizmos and gadgets that they hook you up to.
You know, when my daughter went in and had Jonathan, you know, I told her, I said, grab the blankets and that from the bed. And she's like, no, and I, you pay for it. You pay for it. Grab them. You know, and she thought it was ridiculous. I said, I'm not kidding you. Those are the best blankets they have. You know? But, yeah, they charge you for it. They charge your insurance for it. It's ridiculous.
Hey, I, 3 days was $378,000.
Yeah.
Yep. For you?
That's what I'm saying. And
yeah.
Now, check this out. I got forced into intensive care because it was during the flu when they were, like, telling people not to go to the hospitals and stuff.
Right.
The hospital was full. I came out of surgery, and it was either put me in the hallway or put me in intensive care. So I got
you
a few days.
Intensive care.
Yeah, because especially because I was just out of surgery. They can't have me in the hallway in a bed, you know. That
right.
just wouldn't work.
Right.
So
you know something,
no.
check your bills, okay? And you
oh,
will
I
see how
do.
Much the insurance company pays. They have
right.
a deal with all the hospitals, you know.
It's ridiculous.
I mean,
it
yeah.
is ridiculous. I mean,
you know what I look at? It wasn't my fault that I was put in intensive care. It was only
no.
the session, you know, I needed that bed. But I shouldn't
right.
get in. I shouldn't get charged intensive care rates, but... You know, that's the way the ball bounces. It's,
yeah.
You know, it's not my fault the hospital was full. It's not my fault they didn't have a bed to accommodate me, you know. But they're still going to charge you those rates. It's like if I didn't go home the second day at night, the nurse that I had was telling me that because I was in intensive care status type deal, that they were going
right.
to have to find a bed for me by day 3. That I could
right.
not stay in intensive care because I was taking up a bed for someone who possibly...
Yeah, for somebody else that needs it, right.
Right. So I was like, oh, it's going to be back to the hallway. But I went home, you know, but it's just...
Well, you know, since you guys since you guys are talking about hospitals and bills and stuff, you know, the simple truth is when a lady's pregnant, all her friends touch the stomach and say congrats. But none of them come under and touch the man's penis and say good job. So the moral of the story is hard work is never appreciated.
Well, you know what? Women probably could if they be able to get away with it without the significant other wanting to break everybody's arm.
Oh, okay, here we go. Hey, now, you know, since Sunday is St. Patty's Day. And just to let you guys know, tomorrow is Bill's birthday.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll call him.
If you got a pen, jot this number down.
I already got it, but I'll call him.
I don't. You can text it to me. Don't be saying his number over the air. He'll kill you. I have all kinds of people calling him.
Yeah, he'll get really annoyed.
Yeah.
He'll be like, what the hell?
Send it through my email down here in Florida, Phil.
Wait, let me explain something to you guys. Right where the phone is, right above his head where he stands, is a doctorate of smoozology.
Who's
okay.
beeping?
So he's
my
a stand-up.
Phone is beeping.
He's a stand-up philosopher?
Yeah.
Okay.
But since Saturday is, or Sunday is St. Patty's Day, you know,
and you go
guy,
into
Patty,
the shop,
he rings
right?
new girlfriend's doorbell with a bunch of flowers. She opens the door, sees the flowers, and drags him in. He lies back on the couch, pulls up her skirt, rips off her knickers, and says, this is for the flowers. Patty says, don't be silly. You must have a vase somewhere.
Oh, that's just wrong. That's just wrong, wrong, wrong.
Well, could easily bend him over and say, here's the vase. Here you go.
Oh, my ears. What it hears on this radio show.
Well, Phil, we did have the Southside Irish Parade take place on Sunday because they actually stopped it for a couple of years because of all the bad insane crap that takes place for the Southside Irish Parade. But this year it went off with a hitch. No arrests,
nice.
No indecent exposure, no fights, no stabbings.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
No, it's only during the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
What?
When
is that?
They have a Puerto Rican Day Parade in Chicago.
No kidding.
I never
knew that.
I know, I'm like dumbfounded too.
I never knew they had Puerto Rican Day. I have never heard of it. I've been here my whole life.
My cousin is the captain in Area 5 for the Chicago PD.
Yeah, I know where it is. Area 5.
They have a Puerto Rican parade every year over there.
Wow. He's not in a great area. You know that.
That's
well,
okay.
It's like District 5. It's district, not area. Yeah. I know.
I did the Bub Blaster today. I'm very proud of myself. I just want the world to know this.
The what?
It's a Bum Blaster. It's a machine at the gym that puts you down on all fours, and then you got to swing your leg up. And when you get up, your gluteus maximus hurts.
Okay.
Yeah, but
I think there's other things that would take place for that.
Say that again, Nora.
No, I thought there were other things that took place for that. I didn't know they made a machine for.
Yeah. Well, it puts you in a very awkward position, but you know, I mean, it's supposed to like give you a tight ass. So we all
speaking of awkward positions.
Well,
oh God, here we go.
It has you down on all fours, and then you got to leg up.
Well, this guy says he was banging a nice lady over the kitchen table when she heard the front door open. He said, it's my husband. Quick, try the back door. Thinking back, I should have really ran, but you don't get offers like that every day.
Oh my God.
Well, people like it. You know, people don't.
Miss and hit. You know.
So I guess this is going to be like a kind of sexual innuendo type of show tonight, huh? Hmm.
Now, wait a minute. Say anything sexual. I said I did the bum blaster, which is a
I know that. But I'm listening to Phil's jokes, and that's all he's talking about.
Well, he's just going to have to start taking Saturday Night Specials up, that's all.
He must be lacking on that, because otherwise he normally doesn't talk like this. He's usually shutting us up.
You know,
and I got
an instant message. So let me play this for this guy. He wants to hear Thelonious Monk. hang on.
Man, Thelonious Monk, man, I ain't been here in a while, man, but it's too hot for me to get into it. I'm not going to do a lot of explanation today. It's going to be a straight stop at me. This is to the government, the United States government.
Wait a minute. There you go.
No, it's your man, Thelonious Monk, man. I ain't been here in a while, man, but it's too hot for me to get into it. I'm not going to do a lot of explanation today. It's going to be a straight stop at me. This is to the government, the United States government. No. $14.6 trillion, B. All my credit cards would have been cut off a long time before that. All I'm asking y'all to do is balance a budget, B. That's all y'all got to do. Son, we voted for y'all because we were worried about gay rights, marijuana getting legalized, all of these other things that we were concerned about. How can we get roads, more money for schools? Your bastards can't even balance a checkbook. A checkbook, B? This is something every American has to go through every week. We got to figure out what we're going to pay, what we got to put off a little bit. You bastards got the $14.6 trillion before you realize, oh, shit, we've reached the debt ceiling. How do you even approach the ceiling without knowing you're close to the ceiling? Listen, you're the best and the brightest. Harvard, Yale, Brown, Cornell, this is what we put out. Should have went to Norfolk State. Bastards, you would have got the same education. You would have spent a whole lot less money. So all I'm saying to you is, and this isn't personal. This isn't Democratic or Republican. This is everybody. Stop being a dickhead and balance the fucking budget. My second question, though, my second issue is, how the fuck do you owe China, B? How do you owe China? How can I tell my daughter with a straight face that capitalism is a better system than communism if we're borrowing all of our fucking money from the biggest communist country on the planet? You ask it to... Ooh! Don't even stop it, B. Stop your life, B. Get your whole shit together. Get all of your shit together. Don't do another press conference. Fuck CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Don't do any more television appearances until you got my budget balance. And I'm going to tell you this. Everybody who has a loan to the federal government, paying it. Don't pay your budget. Don't pay your bills because they ain't paying theirs. The fuck I got to pay my bills for if you don't pay your bills? I'm not doing what you don't do. You're the leader. I'm following. You don't pay, I don't pay. How about that, simple mother? What is your credit score? What's the government's credit score right now? It's got to be a 350. But you motherfuckers going to tell me I can't buy a car if my credit score is at a certain number? Your whole life is a 350, B. Your FICO score, your Experian, your TransUnion, all your shit's slow, B. Get your shit together. President Obama, personal to you, all the black people was proud. We got a black president. You acting like one right now, B. Pay your bills on time. Stop. I ain't even got it. It's too fucking hot for me to talk. I'm sweating and shit. Shit got me sweating. You know why? Because y'all ain't paid a light bill on earth. That's why it's 37 states right now going through a heat wave. Because not only y'all not pay the Chinese, y'all didn't pay the light bill. You see how fucking hot it is? I'm pissed off. I can't. Fuck. Yo, it's your...
Yep.
That's how we all feel.
I think that's how most of the country feels.
Yep.
You know why, don't you?
Why?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth. And the truth.
That's why.
Sorry. I thought you were going to play a small part.
Huh?
I thought you were going to play a small part. I didn't know you were going to go on the whole thing. That's why he can't handle the truth. It's a great movie.
I love that movie.
I won't be on the show next week at all.
How come?
Why? My son's coming in for the week.
Oh, nice. Well, that's a good enough.
Well, no, he has a lot of health issues on top of what we're going to find out tomorrow and everything else, so, yeah.
Well, what's going on tomorrow?
We'll know the surgery, the results of the CAT scan and everything else with Jonathan.
Getting all the information together.
Yeah. 9:20 is his appointment, so I already wrote down the questions for her to bring in with her. So everything gets answered, you know what I mean? And,
right.
So
I'll tell you,
we'll
doctors
see.
Love that, you know. They keep
you know,
looking at their
I don't care
saying,
if they like it or if they don't like it. That's just
let
how
me
I
finish.
Am. Sorry.
They keep looking at their watch saying, I'm losing money, I'm losing money, I'm losing money. Stop asking me these questions, you know?
Oh, I know, because he's a pediatric neurosurgeon, so, you know, time is money for him.
This is my rifle, this is my gun.
This is for fighting, this is for fun.
This is my rifle, this is my gun.
This is for fighting, this is for fun.
This is my rifle, this is my gun.
This is for fighting, this is for fun.
This is my rifle, this is my gun.
This is for fighting, this is for fun.
Sound off. 1, 2. Yes. It's the Marines.
Did you hear on TV today that this girl thought she was calling one of her customers to buy drugs, but she hit 911 and she's talking to the operator? You know, about, you know, $40, you got the $40, you know, so forth. And the cops went and they tracked her and they arrested her for selling drugs.
Wow.
Imagine dialing 911.
You know, that should be listed under, what is it, the funniest crime thing. They have videos of that for being the stupidest person. And doing crimes and getting caught.
Mm-hmm. It's right on, I was watching the news on the internet tonight, and it's on there.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Marine night.
Well, I knew a Marine.
I know Marines.
Well, I was married to one. Sorry, Phil.
No, don't worry.
You know.
Here, I got one for you.
Today is Sunday, divine worship at 0800. Get your bunks made, get your... Police call will commence in 2 minutes. Private Cowboy, Private Joker.
Sir, yes, sir. Sir, yes, sir.
As soon as you finish your bunks, I want you 2 turns to clean the head.
Sir, yes, sir.
I want that head so sanitary and squared away that the Virgin Mary herself would be proud to go in there and take a dump.
Sir, yes, sir.
Private Joker, do you believe in the Virgin Mary?
Sir, no, sir.
Well, Private Joker.
I don't believe I heard you correctly. Sir, the private said no, sir, sir!
Why, you little maggot, you make me want to vomit! You goddamn communist heathen, you had best sound off that you love the Virgin Mary, or I'm gonna stomp your guts out! Now, you do love the Virgin Mary, don't you?
Sir, negative, sir!
Private Joker, are you trying to offend me?
Sir, negative, sir! Sir, the private believes that any answer he gives will be wrong, and the senior drill instructor will beat him harder if he reverses himself, sir!
Who's your squad leader, scumbag?
Sir, the private squad leader is Private Snowball, sir!
Private Snowball!
Private Snowball, what have you got us, sir?
Private Snowball, you're fired. Private Joker promoted to squad leader.
Sir, aye, aye, sir!
Disappear, scumbag.
Sir, aye, aye, sir!
Private Pyle.
Sir, Private Pyle, what are you doing, sir?
Private Pyle, now I'm Private Joker as your new squad leader, and you will bunk with him. He'll teach you everything. He'll teach you how to pee.
Anyway.
Well, he was a good Marine. That's what his captain told me, anyways.
Yeah.
I'll never forget his name, Captain Alger. Never forget that guy's name.
I says, he must be the best Marine in the world, but I'll tell you something, he's a sucky husband. Of course, the captain didn't like me too well.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a typhoid, and I'll never forget it. You know what I got a month? $90 a month to live on, and that was in the early 60s. That's the check that I got every month from the government. It was $90.
Yeah, well, I had a wife and two kids for $714 a month.
Mm-hmm. That was later. What year was that, Phil?
Not today.
What year was that, Phil?
85.
Well, that come up a lot from the 60s.
Can't come up much. It's just doubled.
Oh, yeah. I feel bad for these guys that are in there. I really do. They're getting shit.
Don't feel bad for them because I see them every day. The only thing I don't like is when I see them when they come out and they walk outside and they start holding hands and shit.
Yeah, I know. You do see them every day, huh?
Yeah, that goes either way.
Wow.
Damn, it's too bad. Our country is not what it used to be. That's for damn sure, and it'll never go back that way. It's only going to get worse. And I won't be around to see it, hopefully, when it gets worse.
It is bad.
It really is.
Yeah.
And you want to know something? There's not a fucking thing we can do unless we all get together, the whole country. That's never going to happen. You know that. So.
Yeah. Well, some lady's got a case now. Her boss asked her if he noticed a secret handshake, and she said no, and he showed her, and he grabbed her boob and shook her boob like he was shaking her hand.
Jesus Christ. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God. If a dude ever did that to me, he'd be missing his two front teeth. Straight up. Straight up, because my first reaction would be to swing. Swing first, talk later.
Well, if that happened to me once and I used the bar stool, so it doesn't matter. He never did it again. I never took, even from my kids, I never took shit like that. But I didn't have to do too much with them. I only had to take my egg spatula and hit my steel table. Remember the steel tables?
Yes, I remember them.
Yep. I used to hit that, and that sound made them run to their room. Phew. But that furniture holds up pretty good.
Yeah.
I had it so bad after I divorced my first husband that I got this apartment and the floors were so crooked that I had to take one of my children's square blocks, had the ABCs on it, and put it under one leg of the one leg of the table so it would be even. He took everything. When I come home, everything was gone.
Wow.
I had to go to the Salvation Army and get beds for the kids. I had a box spring and mattress on the floor. But I prevailed. I got out of that within a year,
Mm-hmm.
Me writing this book, I go back to these different times. And, you think you totally forget them, but you only have them stored in the back of your mind, And you say, Christ, I went through that, Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I got a message. Hermes will be on tomorrow.
Pardon?
Hermes will be on tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow night, yeah.
Yeah. He'll be on. Let me take a break real quick. I play the song. I'll be right back.
All righty. Go blow your nose.
Policy man at the liquor store begging for your change. Well, I started the foundation a little while ago just to rescue greyhounds.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a little steam.
What? Phil?
Yeah.
It took me as long as it took you.
Okay. Here, I got one for you. Listen to this.
All this stupid bullshit that children have been so crippled by has grown out of something called the self-esteem movement. The self-esteem movement began in 1970, and I'm happy to say it has been complete failure, because studies have repeatedly shown that having high self-esteem does not improve grades, does not improve career achievement, it does not even lower the use of alcohol, and most certainly does not reduce the incidence of violence of any sort, because as it turns out, extremely aggressive, violent people think very highly of themselves. Imagine that. Sociopaths have high self-esteem. Oh, what a thunk, huh? I love when this kind of thing happens. I love when these politically correct ideas crash and burn and wind up in the shithouse. Here's another one that bit the dust. This practice of playing Mozart during pregnancy so the fetus can hear it. It was supposed to increase intelligence. Didn't work. Didn't work. All it did was sell a lot of CDs and piss off a whole lot of fetuses. The self-esteem movement revolved around a single notion, the single idea that every child is special. Boy, they said it over and over and over, as if to convince themselves. Every child is special. And I kept saying, fuck you. Every child is clearly not special. Did you ever look at one of them? Did you ever take a good close look at one of these fucking kids? They're goofy. They're fucking goofy looking. They're too small. They're way too fucking small. They're malapportioned. Their heads don't fit their bodies. Their arms are too weird and everything. They can't walk across the room in a straight line. And when they talk like I got a mouth full of shit. They're incomplete. Incomplete, unfinished work. I never give credit for incomplete work. Now, P.T. Barnum might think they're special, but not me. I have standards. But let's say it's true. Let's grant this. I'm in a generous mood. Let's grant this proposition. Let's say it's true as somehow every child is special. What about every adult? Isn't every adult special too? And if not, then at what age do you go from being special to being not so special? And if every adult is special, then that means we're all special, and the whole idea loses all its fucking meaning. Here's another platitude they jam down your throat. Children are our future. Children are not our future. And I can prove it with my usual flawless logic. children can't be our future because by the time the future arrives, they won't be children anymore, so blow me! As you may have noticed, I always like to present a carefully reasoned argument. Raising a child is not difficult. They try to make it into this mysterious, difficult test. Nothing to it. Easiest thing in the world to raise a kid if you follow the steps. First step, you take the kid and you put him on the street corner. And you leave him there. You come back a week later. If the kid is still there, you got yourself a stupid fucking kid. Then you just proceed from that point. It's all bullshit, folks. It's all bullshit, and it's bad for you. Now, you wouldn't know it.
Okay.
It was funny.
I think, Pete, you come back?
Yeah.
Okay. How's everything?
Yeah, it was my mom was calling my cell phone, and she wasn't feeling too good, but she's fine now.
Okay.
I just had to get off for a few minutes.
Okay.
She gets a lymphoma, and she's very sick from it.
Hmm.
So for her to call me at 10 o'clock at night on my cell phone, it's not like her, so I just, she said she's fine. She just wanted to put me on guard, just in case.
What does she have, Pete? I'm sorry.
Lymphoma in her neck.
Oh, okay.
They've been treating it. And on top of that, my brother's in the hospital. He fell down 14 stairs and got a concussion. And honest to God, he for 3 days after the concussion, he went to the hospital. They kept him for a while. They gave him painkillers and all that. They sent him home, and he was angry. He was like a different person. Like it changed him, the fall. He had whacked his head. You know, he was getting really aggressive, and that's not like him because he's very laid back. And Nora knows because she talked to him.
Yep.
And he's very laid back, and he's just like, he wanted to kick someone's ass. And then I said, you got to go back up there, man. So they ended up, he went back up there, and they kept him. So I don't know. They did going to do a brain scan. And so, yep.
Wow.
Hopefully
everything will be okay.
Yeah, he was going to call you, Nora, you know, and I said, in this state of mind, bro, I don't think you should call anybody. You're not right. Something's not right ever since you fell. His eyes didn't even look right, you know.
Right.
He's a very laid-back guy, and he just was really angry. He's had these headaches, you know, the real bad headaches, and, you know, and just this whole left side of his face hurt. And he went to the emergency, back up to the emergency room, and they took a little bit more serious, and they ended up keeping him. And he's been there for about 5 days now. I don't know what happened to him because he's not like that, and he was getting like angry towards me, and he was you know, just real angry. And I think, you know, the only one on the air right now that's ever talked to him is, I know, I think Phil talked to him on the radio once or twice, but Nora has talked to him.
A lot, yeah.
He is laid back, but this goddamn concussion, like, changed him. Like, he has such bad headaches, he's, like, really angry, you know. And the emergency room says, oh, go home, take a Tylenol. He went back the next day, and they gave him a prescription. He actually went back 3 times, and the third time he went back, they ended up keeping him. He went by ambulance the third time because he was in so much agony with his head. And the police showed up, and small town bullshit, you know, the cops showed up, and I don't know why they always do, and somebody goes out in an ambulance around here, the cops always show up. Anyway, they brought him to the hospital, and they kept him, so.
Well, you're lucky. Down here, we get the fire department.
Well, yeah, sometimes they come, too, but I think that's a little ridiculous unless someone's having a heart attack or something, or they're trapped or something, but I think the police come because they're bored, and they just want to check out what's going on, you know, especially here at this place. You know, in summertime, you'll see 20 bikes out front of the house, you know, and they're very curious, and they ask things, and Gino comes over here, and, you know, they know who he is. And, you know, we mind our business. We're just a bunch of old-timers, man. We like to ride bikes and, you know, we like our lifestyle. We don't bother anybody. But I've never had it, so I don't know what it's like. You know, I guess, you know, you can get really bad headaches and head injury, you know, your brain can get injured. They told me I had a bruised brain. Yeah, but yet they sent them home. So.
Yeah.
Well, Phil, I'm going to cut out, hon.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Okay, have a good night, Eunice.
Yeah, we'll talk to you guys Thursday, okay?
Okay.
You know, I'm an old lady, so I have to get my sleep.
Don't worry.
That's okay.
That's too much partying back at the Mohawk Club.
Right.
Right up with you.
All right, guys, I'll talk to you Thursday night. Have a good evening. Good night,
okay,
Phil.
You too.
Good night, Pete.
Bye.
Good night, Nora.
Good night.
Good night. Sleep tight.
So, Pete, are you going to go see Mike P? He's coming out by you.
Yeah, I haven't checked the dates for a while. Last time I checked his dates, where the hell is he going to be? I know he's going to be in Worcester. That's where Eunice lives.
Yeah.
Worcester. Cambridge date was canceled.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, Plymouth.
He's not going to be in Cambridge?
No, that date was canceled. Cambridge.
He was
going to
be at the Middle Eastern Club in Cambridge. Yeah, that was one of the days, right? The Middle Eastern Club, that got canceled. But
yeah.
On the thing it said, last time I looked, it said Worcester, but it was spelled like W-O-O-S-T-A. Worcester.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, because I know there was a date. There was a date for Worcester, and there was a date for Plymouth. I mean, I don't know if the, you know, Plymouth is still on, but I knew those were the two areas, Plymouth and Worcester.
No, here I think there's one.
I could find out.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's hot. They're not, like, listing the dates everywhere. We need, like, a nice list of dates because I was going to go to the Cambridge show because it was on my birthday, and my friends had taken time out of work because it's my birthday, and then that show got canceled. So I wanted to go to the Worcester show, but now they can't get the time off at work. So it's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Is it definitely be a Worcester show?
Say that again?
Is it definitely going to be a Worcester show?
I believe so. I hope so. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not in charge of all that stuff, but the last time I was looking at it, it said Worcester and Plymouth, so I don't know.
I'll let you know Thursday.
Plymouth is it's an odd place. Not much going on down there. Nice, though.
That's what I thought. I was like, wow, Plymouth.
I know. It's like all rich people and like not much activity down there.
Maybe that's why they picked a nice
quiet
spot.
Yeah, no kidding. Not a bad idea, actually.
Yeah. Guys, I'm gonna call it a day. I got a couple things I got to take care of before I go to bed.
All right, man. Thanks for having us on.
Good night.
Have a good night.
Yeah.
Keep me informed on what's going on.
Yeah, I'll call you. I've just been very sick with my own issues.
It's okay. Yeah. I understand.
I get hit by a dump truck, too, and that kept me in bed for like 2 weeks. The medication they gave me knocked me out, so I've been sleeping a lot, but I'll call you.
Okay.
I know Paul wants to call you, so he's going to definitely call you, too.
Okay.
So everybody take it easy, stay dry if it's raining, because it's certainly raining here. And be safe.
And you too.
Thanks.
Okay.
See you Thursday.
Night.
Thanks.